I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma responded to calls for him to resign on Wednesday, saying he needed to be furnished with more information on what he has done.
We're spending more time discussing Zuma must go. I don't understand why.
South Africa's ruling African National Congress on Wednesday said that President Jacob Zuma's unreasonable, irrational, and reckless behavior was a threat to state security and a danger to society. In Jordan, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson suggested an overhaul of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, which provides services to millions of Palestinians living in the West Bank, Gaza, Jordan, and Lebanon.
It has never had a sustainable funding model. It has always operated in almost in a one crisis to the next kind of environment. We really need to find a longer-term solution, and we need to invite more donors to participate in the funding of UNRWA's activities.
In January, the Trump administration withheld more than half of a $125 million U.S. pledge to UNRWA. Mariam Adalla reports that the trial continues in Yangon on Wednesday of two Reuters journalists charged with illegally handling over government secrets.
Wallon and Jassaou were arrested on December 12 after police accused them of violating the country's Official Secrets Act for acquiring important secret papers from two policemen. The charge is punishable by up to 14 years in prison.
The case has been strongly criticized as an effort to intimidate the press. This is VOA News. Nigeria has convicted the first person to be brought to justice for the Chibok girls' kidnapping, a crime that made Islamist militant group Boko Haram notorious around the world. As a part of a mass trial of suspected members of the group, 35-year-old Haruna Yahya was sentenced to 15 years imprisonment for his role in the abduction of more than 200 girls from their school in the northeastern town of Chibok in 2014. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defiant in the face of a deepening corruption scandal that has sparked calls for his resignation. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
He described the allegations as biased, extreme, and full of holes like Swiss cheese, and vowed to remain in office. Police accused Netanyahu of bribery and breach of trust in two corruption cases and say there is sufficient evidence to indict him. Israeli opposition leaders are demanding Netanyahu's resignation, saying he is corrupt and unfit to lead the nation. From a legal point of view, Netanyahu is not required to resign. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
NATO defense ministers gathered Wednesday for the North Atlantic Council meeting in Brussels. Jens Stoltenberg, NATO's Secretary General, spoke at the opening ceremony.
NATO is ready to deter and defend against any threat from any direction, from land, sea, and air, and from cyberspace.
The meeting will announce the creation of two new command centers to cover transatlantic maritime transport routes and logistics and transport within Europe. Allies are also likely to announce the launch of a new cyber operations center. The House Oversight Committee launched an investigation Wednesday into why President Donald Trump's staff secretary, Rob Porter, was able to keep his White House job for months after the FBI handed officials reports of Porter's two former wives accusing him of domestic violence. Porter resigned last week, but the FBI director, Christopher Wray, told lawmakers this week that investigators had briefed the White House about the allegations as far back as March 2017. The combined Korea women's hockey team finally has scored its first goal in the Winter Olympics, courtesy of a pair of Americans. Randy Hee-Soo Griffin scored at 9:31 in the second period of the match. Her mother is from South Korea. She was set up for the goal by Marissa Brandt, who was born in South Korea as Park Yoon-jung. Griffin's goal led to an eruption from fans in the Guangdong Hockey Center and allowed the combined Korean team to score, come within one goal of Japan, South Korea's biggest Asian rival. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.